News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police in Maine are searching for a gunman accused of killing at least 18 people last night at a pair of shootings in Lewiston and nearby Lisbon. Maine Governor Janet Mills says it's a day of grief and pain for the relatives of victims.
We are strong. We are resilient. We are a very caring people. In the days and weeks ahead, we will need to lean on those qualities more than ever before.
Maine State Police Chief Colonel William Ross says the suspect, Robert Card, will be facing multiple counts of murder.
Currently, there is an arrest warrant for 8 counts of murder for Mr. Card. And the reason it's 8 counts, because 10 people have not yet been identified. As those people are identified, the counts will probably go to the total of 18.
Law enforcement says in addition to those killed, dozens of people were also wounded. Picking up the pieces in Acapulco after Hurricane Ortiz blew ashore yesterday, doling out extensive damage along the way. This woman says she looted some basic items from a damaged store to help care for her children. The government response has been slow. Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana delivered a speech to colleagues last night after picking up unanimous support from fellow Republicans on his way to becoming the new House Speaker.
We're going to govern well, and I think the people are going to be very pleased with those results. We're so grateful, I'm so grateful and so humbled to have gotten a unanimous vote on the floor by all of my colleagues here.
Until yesterday, the House had been without a speaker for the past 3 weeks, ever since the ouster of Kevin McCarthy by some of his conservative critics. On Wall Street, it's been a slow day for the major indexes. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 229 points. The high-tech NASDAQ is up by 247. This is SRN News. Britain's education chief comes down in favor of parental rights. Here's Michael Harrington.
In a declaration that American moms and dads can only dream of, UK Secretary of Education Gillian Keegan has sent a letter to all public schools ordering them to make all sex ed curriculum available for parents to see. Keegan says, quote, "No more excuses. This government is acting to guarantee parents' fundamental right to know what their children are being taught in sex and relationships education." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of the deadly Hamas terrorist attack on Israel, supporting the Jewish state has leapt to a top priority for evangelicals in the leadoff Republican presidential caucuses in Iowa, now less than 3 months away. Since the October 7th attack, Iowa's evangelical pastors, faith leaders, and rank-and-file caucus participants have been looking more closely at candidates' statements. Former President Trump gets much credit for his record while in the White House, moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. This is SRN News. Facebook parent Meta has posted sharply higher earnings for the third quarter.
The earnings were boosted by an increase in advertising revenue and lower expenses after Meta laid off thousands of workers. The company based in Menlo Park, California, said it earned nearly $11.6 billion in the July to September quarter. That's up from $4.4 billion a year earlier. Revenue rose 23% to $34.15 billion.
This correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The nation's economy expanded at a 4.9% annual rate from July through September. The economy expanded last quarter at the fastest pace in more than 2 years, more than twice the 2.1% annual rate of growth in the previous quarter. Analysts say Americans defied higher prices, rising interest rates, and widespread forecasts of a recession to spend at a brisk pace. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.